It often falls on the Seattle Police Department to deal with homeless people on the streets. University of Washington sociology professor Catherine Beckett has studied the different interventions the police has tried with homeless people over the last decade. She wrote about her findings in the 2010 book Banished, The New Social Control in Urban America. Beckett told me that at the time of her study, Seattle police were piloting a particular strategy.
So it was a sort of a novel approach to an old problem, and the idea was rather than arresting them directly for something like panhandling or going to the bathroom outside, they would issue what's called a trespass admonishment. And those trespass admonishments, if you read the text on them, they said, you know, if you return to this place, you can be arrested for criminal trespass. They also, once an admonishment was issued, they also forbade people from entering sometimes relatively large areas of the city. So, for example, Pike Place Market is part of the Pike Place Historical District. So if you were banished from the market, you were banished from the entire district. And if you returned there, then you could be arrested for criminal trespass.
Has the enforcement of these types of ordinances been effective in helping to end homelessness?
Certainly in terms of the tools that we analyzed and banished, no. The answer is no. We found that most people returned to the areas that they were banished from because there were important services. Maybe their housing was there, their case manager and so forth. Also their friends that were there, and that's where they felt safe. That was the part of the city they called home. So the banishment policies really didn't have the effect of moving people to a different location, nor did they address the underlying conditions and really change anything about people's lives who needed housing.
Now, you call these kind of rules criminalizing homelessness. What do you mean by that?
So the term criminalizing just refers to the idea that by invoking these statutes when dealing mainly with persons whose fundamental issue is that they are homeless and they don't have another place to do these things, like go to the bathroom or drink, that it becomes a criminal act essentially to live as a homeless person. And sometimes these ordinances criminalize directly. That is, they make a crime, the behaviors that would not be a crime if they were done indoors. Sometimes they don't directly criminalize, but they, for example, you might just issue a citation, but then non-payment of the citation can lead to a warrant, which can lead to an arrest. So sometimes it's more of an indirect.
But is it criminalizing their state of homelessness or their behavior? If someone is lying on the sidewalk, sometimes it's hard to get by.
Absolutely, yeah. So it is definitely behaviorally linked, although I would say that trespass is a little different than that. It's less behaviorally linked. But in general, there does have to be a certain behavior that triggers the police intervention.
So it's not that they're homeless, but their behavior, maybe because they're homeless, is criminalized?
Exactly. So it's an indirect relationship.
Now, the Seattle Police Department has a new approach that they say is more than issuing tickets. They issue citations to repeat offenders. They issue warnings. But they're also directing people to social services. Is this an improvement?
I think the concept is great if there are services that people don't already know about and have access to. And that's my biggest question, I guess, is what new services have we made available? I think in particular, people that live on the streets, they already know about the shelters. And the shelters are often full or don't meet their needs for various reasons. So simply informing people about shelters they already know about isn't going to do anything long term to solve the problem.
So how could police officers be more helpful perhaps in dealing with homeless people on the streets?
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't really have new services typically at their fingertips. They aren't the ones that fund those. But in this case, there are actually additional funds for social services and housing available through the LEAD program.
Explain what LEAD is.
LEAD is the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program, and it's a pre-booking arrest program operating here in King County with the cooperation of the SPD and the Sheriff's Office and the prosecutors and the ACLU and virtually everyone. And the idea is that rather than making an arrest, if officers come across somebody they believe they have probable cause is engaging in either prostitution or drug activity, they can instead refer them to this program where there are dedicated case managers and services available. And it's discretionary. It's up to the officer. So I think if the officers who are involved in the new unit were trained to do LEAD referrals, that could be very effective in actually making new services and case managers available to people on the streets.
Catherine, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
UW Professor Catherine Beckett, co-author of the book Banished, The New Social Control in Urban America. It's a case study of some of the strategies that were used by the Seattle Police Department to police homeless people in the downtown core. You can find more of our coverage on the 10-year plan to end homelessness at kuow.org. I'm Ross Reynolds. You're listening to The Record.